News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now let's turn to the story we were talking about just a couple of moments ago. That story of the government announcing 126 people had been identified as having incorrect registrations on their birth certs. Some adoption groups are suggesting this is just a fraction of the actual number of these illegal adoptions, with some suggesting it might climb into the many thousands. Joining us now is Teresa Tingle, founder of Adopted Illegally Ireland. Teresa, were you surprised by what emerged with the 126 cases?
Absolutely. I was actually surprised at the wording because they weren't incorrectly registered. They were falsely registered.
Mm.
The figure of 126 doesn't even touch it. It's basically the tip of the iceberg. It really wasn't just St. Patrick's Guild that was involved. There was other institutions, other homes, private nursing homes, private adoptions like my own and many others. So 126, I would actually add a few notes onto that. I think you're looking, without exact figures, because of the way it was all done, it's very hard to have any figures. But it's estimated that it could run into thousands.
Just tell us, tell people listening this morning, why is this story so significant? I mean, how important is this to the people affected, and why is it so important? Just outline to us why that is.
It's so important because people need to have an identity. Their identity has been taken away from them. Some people have lived their lives thinking they were part of a family, then only to discover later on in life that they're not. It's also important for the medical background.
Yeah, sure.
You know, for a lot of people, they have a lot of issues as they get older, and they don't know where they come from. They don't know where these issues have come from. So that is very significant in a lot of cases.
What would you say to the point, this has been made, that, look, this all happened a long time ago. It was a very different Ireland. It was a very different world, and I don't think Ireland was the only country in which this kind of illegal adoptions went on, although it does seem to have been very widespread here. That, mm-hmm. Look, it's a very different era, a different world. What would you say to that?
It may be a different era, a different world, but it doesn't change anything. For instance, I'm in my 60s now. That hasn't changed for me at all. I was looking for my identity for 16 years.
Mm.
Some people have been looking for a lot longer than that. It's huge. It's absolutely massive. And I think when the government starts investigating, which I hope they do moving forward, this is all going to have to be dealt with very sensitively. There are people out there who have absolutely no idea. There are some people that may not want to know, and that's fine. But I think some kind of counselling will have to be set up for these people. It's not just a case of, oh, by the way, this is really who you are. It's massive. It's going to be a massive change for a lot of people.
Teresa, you raise a really interesting point, that those people who may not want to know, how do you approach people in a way that those people who don't want to know aren't, you know, you don't make it obvious that there is something that they maybe should know?
I think approaching the adoptive parents first of all. However, they still have a right to know who they are. They may not want to go down that route, but they need to be told, this is actually who you are. This is what happened. These are your medical records. And I think a lot of people, I know from experience, that you never actually fitted into your family anyway. And for a lot of people, it just puts the last piece of the jigsaw in place.
Okay.
It's all about their identity. And that's a basic human right. You cannot take that away from anybody.
Absolutely. Okay. Just before we let you go, there was some calls, and I think the Taoiseach was asked about it yesterday, about redress or compensation. Is that Is it a little premature to be even talking about this at this point, or is it something that has to be on the table?
In all the years I've been dealing with adoptees, the issue of compensation or redress has never come up. And I have actually pointed that out to various ministers. It's not about compensation. I'm sure they're very worried about that. For most people, it's about their identity. They need to know. I've spoken to dozens of people, and that word has never actually come up. I think definitely there was something, have to be something put in place. I think the state would need to provide free DNA testing for people, counselling for people, that sort of help initially. And if people want to go down the path of redress, they're very welcome to it. But I have never, ever heard the word. For people that were institutionalised, yes, and who had quite a bad time, and quite rightly so, they would definitely be entitled to it. But adoptees, in my experience, I have never heard one person say, okay, I want compensation.
Okay.
They just want their identity, their background, their records, which is everybody's right.
Okay, well, listen, thanks.
And no amount of compensation will ever, ever replace that.
No, of course. Okay, well, look, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. Teresa Tingle there, founder of Adopted Illegally Ireland. Thanks indeed.